Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. Bonkers. Bonkers, I tell you. Sisters is a film that is absolutely bonkers, and I just saw it. I was thinking to myself as I was saying, I think I'm going to use that word in the title, and I've already used it, what, five times in the recording? What is it about bonkers that it just comes right out of me when I see a movie like this? I think it's because it hits the spot. It hits the horror spot. And the horror spot, sometimes, usually, is bonkers. We want to see something we've never seen before that doesn't make sense, a natural science, and it's something about the brain or something about the body or even something about a serial killer or a monster or something we don't understand, an alien, and that's what pushes it out to be bonkers. I took a drawing class years and years and years ago, what must have been 1989, I was about 19. And I took this drawing class. I really liked the teacher. He was really cool. He reached out to me as a young person and sort of guided me toward Cal State Fullerton and my career as a teacher. Really, he was a drawing teacher, but he sort of guided me and showed me that it was possible for me to go to college. And my parents had always told me that, but here was a stranger telling me that, so it meant a lot. Anyway, he had a quote on his wall that said, and I wish I had the quote. I should look it up, but I don't really have time, and I do these things on the fly. So let me just paraphrase it for you. It said, when you have an idea to create something, push it out to the furthest degree possible. And then wait and push it out further still. Then and only then do you have art. I still don't know exactly what it means, but somehow it inspires me that when I'm doing some form of art, whether it's a podcast or drawing something, I'm not really much of a drawer, but my daughter is, playing guitar, writing a song, I think it means take your idea and don't be shy. Take it wherever you think it can go, and then when you do that, that truly is art. So, could that be described as bonkers? Maybe. Maybe I'm noticing that the director here pushed this out, and he's got his lead beautiful actress, Margot Kidder, who I believe passed away recently. She is gorgeous in this. She looks like she's in her 20s. She's hot. She's really hot. It's worth watching. And then there's this other woman. I don't know her name, but she's like the other woman in it, and she's sort of writing an article about it, but she's not a reporter. Anyway, she's pretty too, but I tell you, Margot Kidder steals the show. What a beautiful body, what a beautiful face. She's doing an accent the whole time, which is a little weird. I don't like accents in movies because it always interferes with the verisimilitude because I keep thinking Margot Kidder's American. Margot Kidder's American, so why is she speaking Russian accent? So, but usually, if it's done well, I usually forget about that. It's not really a stumbling block. But she is speaking with, I think, a Russian accent. There's a creepy guy who says he's her husband. I think he's trying to control her or trying to help her. You'd have to decide. But I don't want to give a lot of spoilers. I'm just going to let you know that this has to do with, sort of has to do with schizophrenia, but at the same time, the schizophrenia is rooted in a Siamese twin. So that makes it a little strange, but quite enjoyable. And I dug it. Now, the way I got introduced to this movie was on a list, somebody that I really respect had made this big long list on Internet Movie Database. I have some there. Just look for Riley on Film as the user, and you'll see all my lists. But this particular person had Sisters like up there pretty high. I was like 9 or 10 on their list. And so I've had it on my watch list forever. And I just did this new thing with my watch list for Internet Movie Database. I found, like, I pulled the URL, wrote it down, put it in manually into the internet app on my Fire TV. And then I brought it up to the top where you have the shortcuts. So it's right there on the left. So whenever I sit down and watch a movie, figure out what I'm going to watch, I just click Internet Movie Database on the internet there. And it's the home page. You know how to do that, right? You just go. There's lots of ways you can do it, but you go to settings and then it'll say bookmarks and then you just type it in and then you've got that. Or if you type it in the browser, then when you go to bookmarks through settings, it's already there. So you just save it there. So anyway, I got to watch this older movie. It looks like it was made in the 70s, maybe early 70s. And you guys remember Margot Kidder from Superman, the original Superman movie? She was Lois Lane, and she's older than that. But you look at her in this movie, that's a beautiful woman, in my opinion. She is very gorgeous in this, and I enjoyed it a whole lot. And yes, I will declare to you that there is a nude scene, but it's very dark, and you don't really see much. But boy, she does a good job. I wish she was still alive. Well, I wish she was still alive in her 20s. Is that bad? She's a beauty, and she does a real good job in this. It's very enjoyable, very twisted, kind of at the end. I don't want to say about the end, but there's a really twisted scene in the very closing scene. It's very twisted. I like that, and it's called Sisters, and it's from the 70s. I think 72. So look it up. Very famous director, and see if you enjoy it as much as me, and then leave me a comment. All right. Well, I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.